to bless us in his relationship with us, he included the idea and the commandment of rest. Rest. And remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. The word Sabbath means rest. And Jesus said, come to me if you're weary and overburdened. And hopefully that happens in a worship service. You know, come to Jesus if you're weary and burdened because your own sin or trying to straighten out the world on your own, straighten out your own soul on your own. You were never meant to do that. Come to me if you're weary and overburdened, and I will give you Sabbath. The word Sabbath means rest. And so, sadly, the Sabbath as a gift from God is often not treated as a gift, often treated as imposition, you might say. Someone said, Grandpa called it the Sabbath. Dad called it the Lord's Day, and we call it the weekend. So there's a drift away from what God showed in the Bible as to be a gift, a blessing. And just think of some practical things that hit your heart, hit your conscience before I try to, you know, have some applications. And Christians usually look at the Sabbath three ways, but here's a group that looks at the Sabbath pretty good, or the Lord's Day, Chick-fil-A. Hey, why do you like Chick-fil-A if you like it? It's more than the fantastically delicious waffle fries. There's something about, okay, something about saying, we're shutting it down, you're not working, we're not working, and rest. Okay, and of course the leader of that group did it because he is a Christian. He wanted to say, I'm going to honor the Lord like this. Realize not every company has done that. You might work for a group that doesn't do that. In fact, it was hard working on this sermon this week. I think this commandment, I'm probably guilty of breaking this one as much as any other commandment. You know, if God gave us the Ten Commandments like that. Especially when I was at McDonald's this morning saying, get me a sausage burrito. Please, may I have a coffee? Go get it for me. Working on my sermon on you shall rest on the Sabbath and don't cause anybody else to do much work. It was a horrible feeling, but I still ate and drank. I was comforted a little bit by today's gospel lesson. When Jesus was hungry, he said, I'm getting some food for my disciples. He went and did some farming, you know, did some harvesting. And they said, Jesus, you broke your own law. So something about taking a rest every seventh day. That sounds like a gift. It sounds like a commandment of grace that's meant to bless us. Also, worked at Geneva College for a couple years. They had a pretty good view of the Lord's Day. They called it the Sabbath. I recognize a lot of Christians don't call Sunday the Sabbath. So, you know, you can figure that one out at another time. But at Geneva, library was closed down on Sunday. Gym was closed down on Sunday, and in the student handbook it said, we encourage you not to study on Sunday. Okay. And you should have seen the response to that. How dare you tell me when to study? You know, if there were students there, they're like, I'm going to study as little as possible Monday through Saturday. But if you tell me don't study on Sunday, well, this is a bunch of malarkey. You know, there's something about when a gift is given, if we're not ready for the gift, and if we don't like the commandment, we kind of resent it, then we're going to kick against it. We're going to miss out God's blessing to us. He said, the Sabbath was made for you and me. Sabbath was made for man. Okay, and a lot of Christians say, well, since Jesus came, he's our Sabbath in terms of our salvation. We'll talk about that. That's so important. But creation had a Sabbath before the law was given. And, you know, when Jesus taught, he didn't say, the Sabbath was made for the Jewish people. He didn't say that. He didn't say, the Sabbath was for the Old Testament. He said, the Sabbath was made. Sabbath was made for man as a gift. For man as a gift. So, we could still benefit from this really good commandment. It's ignored. It's kind of sloughed over as Christians, and I'm as guilty as anybody in that. I want to take the Sabbath as a gift and as a good commandment. Here's some things to keep in mind. God loves us. He gives us these ways to love Him back. The Sabbath is a way that God loves us. Take a break. If you went for a job, and first thing I want you to know in this job, you get 52 days off per year. You'd be in shock. You say, where do I get that kind of job? You know, who's the boss of that company? It's the Lord God Almighty. That's who. You know, I can rest, stop, and think about what He's doing, not what I'm doing, 7-8 days a week, whatever the case may be. A gift from God, a gift to love Him back. Day of rest since creation. Sometimes farmers understand this principle when they rotate crops and so forth every 7 years. And travelers, you know, when they rest, they actually travel better. Students at Geneva who didn't study on Sunday, most of them were the brighter students. All the other desperate folk, you know, they're scrumming away. I'm going to sneak in some studying on Sunday and getting their C's and B's and all that. But anyway, not a guarantee, but the blessing of rest that God wants to give us. And certainly in the relationship to, I don't work so that God loves me. He loves me. I don't work so God would favor me. He favors you with His love. He created you for Himself. You know, rest from trying to earn your way to heaven. Jesus is our Sabbath. He's Lord of the Sabbath. But He gives us a day to rest, 1 out of 7. He gives us rest by knowing we're loved by God and received by Him. Some true things about the Sabbath. Jesus created the Sabbath. Excuse me. He created the Sabbath. He's Lord of the Sabbath. He made it for us. Jesus observed the Sabbath. It says, this is a good one for Luke chapter 4. I always include this verse in some basic discipleship. That Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath as was His custom. So He took 1 day out of 7 and said, I'm gathering with God's people. I'm getting into God's Word. I'm praising God's name. This is what Jesus did. So followers of Jesus could do this. You know, do this because, hey, we just do what the Lord does. You call it the Lord's Day, that's good because He rose from the dead. So we've kind of shifted over from Saturday to Sunday. Don't go bonkers over which day it is, but the heart relationship. Heart relationship. Yeah, I want to rest and know God's goodness. Jesus is foreshadowed in the Sabbath because it pictures eternity with God. Oh, a day when we rest from our labors. That's what we say at a funeral. This dear man rests from his labors. Maybe you can do that before you get to heaven. Heaven is a gift from God through faith in Christ. Yet there's no judging one another with regard to the Sabbath. That's good. You know, and because we get, if you make the Sabbath bigger than the Lord, you're going to get on each other's case. You're going to get on my case, that's for sure. I saw you wandering around at Kohl's on Sunday night, you hypocrite. I'll be hiding in the shoe department. Here comes one of the church people. Hide. No. You try not to, you know, make others work on that day of rest, but you try to say, hey, I want to honor the Lord that day. Certainly don't make it a habit. I don't go to Chick-fil-A on Sunday. So take that. So you try to say, I rest and honor God. No judging one another in regard to the Sabbath. No judging one another in regard to anything else, by the way. Good principle. Some Christian responses. Forget the Sabbath. I think that's a mistake. Somehow the Sabbath is fulfilled by Christ, so we forget about the day altogether. There's 10 commandments. I mean, make them 9. God says, remember the Sabbath. We say, forget the Sabbath. Doesn't apply to the Old Testament. We're far above that, beyond that. Remember the Lord's Day. It's a good gathering time. And a little bit of tongue-in-cheek here. This is 100% optional and only as the Holy Spirit leads you. If God says, you know, gather and worship me, then we don't want to use God's name in vain and say, well, the Holy Spirit led me to not go to church. But rather, to gather to praise His name, to rest. And remember the Sabbath day. Here's a good perspective. As a gift from creation, it's for the good of your aching bones, you know, in your mind. And get away from the boss. Tell him not to contact you on that one day. He won't fire you, believe me. You're a good worker. And take Jesus as your Sabbath rest for salvation. We don't try to work our way to heaven. Just remembering the seriousness which God gave the command. It was actually a capital offense. If we lived 1,000 years B.C. and we lived like we live today, we would all have to be killed. Because God says, this is important. This reminds you of me and what I did in the whole world and what I'm going to do for your soul. So, rejecting the Sabbath is like rejecting salvation, really. Because only Jesus could give us rest for our soul. So whoever does any work on the Sabbath must be put to death. We're going to have mercy on ourselves and mercy on others. So we don't do that. And some nice verses on the blessings of this gift of rest. If you call the Sabbath a delight, interesting, it connects the word Sabbath and Lord's Day together. Honorable, then you will find joy in God. It went from, for me personally, a little, you know, 10-year-old person who didn't trust Christ, 15, anybody who tried to make Sunday toward the Lord, I hated Sunday. I hated Sunday. You're going to drag me to a place I don't want to be, think about stuff I don't want to think about, sing songs I don't want to think. I find no joy in that. But after saying, Jesus, be my Savior, I can't, any Sunday, you know, I'm like, where's the church? Let's go. Let's find one. And let's go worship God. This is good for our soul. This is a gift. I don't want to miss this gift. When I don't go, you know, and sometimes you have to work, and that's a way to honor God when you're working in the restaurant. People have to eat, and traveling, and medical field. A lot of people in the medical field have to work. But it's a gift. And Paul seemed to do this. Here he is in Antioch. Next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Just put Erwin in there, you know. The next day, almost all of Erwin gathered to hear the word of the Lord. You'd say, well, this is really good. Only God could pull that off. Every Sabbath, Paul reasoned in the synagogue trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. It should be Jews in there. Just, hey, come hear the word and do this. One group, it's a simple group, it's a fallible group. They're a group of Christians, you know, banging around in a fellowship in New York City. Pretty healthy one. And so they just teach this to themselves and their children. This is a way to say, let's honor the Lord one day a week. On the Sabbath, we spend time in public worship of God. That renews everybody, not just you. You're here to honor God, to help somebody else, and then you get renewed is third. Okay? So don't be so selfish when it comes to God's gift. That could be rough on you. Rest from work, serve the Lord and others, and so anticipate the eternal Sabbath. Oh, that service, that was like a little bit of heaven, wasn't it? That's when our hearts are really say, yeah, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, rather. And really, it's a hard attitude. And I want to say this in closing. Don't look at the Sabbath as like something God has to twist your arm about. It points you to Jesus because He's Lord of the Sabbath. It remembers He does the work of salvation for us. Okay? Boy. And then what to do with God's law. Christians, we get nervous and fumble about that. Just a little help from Romans 3:28 through 31. Take it for your soul. For we maintain that you are justified by faith apart from observing the law, apart from observing the Sabbath. You're a Christian apart from observing the Sabbath. We just should all go, whew, the gift of God. And yet, verse 31, do we nullify the law by this faith in Christ? Do we nullify the Sabbath by this faith in Christ? No. Not at all. We uphold the law. We uphold the Sabbath. So you say, I'm going to call it the Lord's Day. That's good. He rose. First day of the week, precious. But have a day, would you, as a gift from God. Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Gather with your Christian loved ones. Honor God. If you have to work, do it as unto the Lord, or petition your company to join Chick-fil-A, and it would be a different tone on your weary body and soul. And sometimes preachers say, well, my Sabbath is Friday and blah, blah, that's good. But I really don't consider worship or the word work. It's just a thank you to God. But we're going to pray and thank the Lord. Follow Him with this gift. Dear Jesus, thank you that you said you're Lord of the Sabbath. You said you made the Sabbath for us. So we don't want to say no thanks, or our theology tells us that it's really not the case, and all our excuses. But we put ourselves in your care, so rest is good for us. And certainly, Jesus, be our salvation, so we don't think we have to work our way to heaven by some artificial standard that we make up. But the gift of God, life, and eternal life begins now, as somebody says, by faith in Christ. Help each of us, Lord, celebrate your Sabbath and help each other out with this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you'll please stand, we're going to close with the doxology.
Messages. Don't forget to go to church next Sunday. And a blessing from the Lord. I'm going to give you a couple directions. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you His peace.